WLIP.
6:25, wake up in our show. Joining us now, as he does on Monday morning, State Senator Bob Wirch is here. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, Bob, before we get to any and all business, we always do the plug, sir.
Buy American, buy local, whenever possible.
Woo-hoo! All right. Woo-hoo! Always a good idea. Thank you. A double. This morning. Well, Bob, here we are just 8 days before Election Day, an exciting week, lots of stuff going on in the world.
Yes, and I want to emphasize to your listeners, please vote. Your vote is important. You know, early absentee voting is happening right now. And, you know, we have a history in the state of Wisconsin of close elections, especially presidential elections. Now, Donald Trump won 4 years ago by around 20,000 votes out of all the millions of votes that were cast. So be a good citizen and vote. And, you know, there's many down ballot issues on the ballot. State Senate, now full disclosure, I am on the ballot, but I have no opposition. And you might wonder why. Well, you'd have to ask the Republican Party. They did not put up an opponent against me. So that's on. But we also have races for Congress. We have Brian Steil versus Pollack. My colleagues Tip McGuire and Todd Onstead both have a Republican opposition. There's a referendum question on the ballot. And so it's important to vote, but I want to talk a little bit today about what everybody wants to get done with campaign commercials. And, you know, every time you turn on your TV, they're starting to stack up one, two, three in a row.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, in this is especially in the final days of the campaign. And usually on these attack commercials, when they're attacking someone, they use the worst photo possible of the candidate, make him look scowling or whatever. Then they make a wild, emotional argument against this person. Now, for instance, I noticed an attack commercial in a state Senate seat outside of Milwaukee. So it's not near our area, but it's a good example. There's film, you ready for this, of illegal immigrants climbing over a border wall. The announcement says Neil Plotkin, Democrat, is for illegal immigrants coming into our country. Well, first of all, Neil Plotkin has never held elective office, so I don't know. There was never a vote on anything like that. Number two, immigration policy is a federal issue, not a state issue. So I think that's an example of emotional, wild arguments that are used. There's another part of that commercial that says Plotkin wants to raise taxes on manufacturers and farmers. Well, now I know the other side of the story because I'm in the legislature. The real story is Republicans slipped in a huge tax break for manufacturing and farmers worth hundreds of millions of dollars without a public hearing. So they slipped in the last minute so the public wouldn't have a chance to speak on it. So that's what, you know, I'd like to see part of that eliminated so they'd pay their fair share of taxes. But on a commercial, an attack ad, that can be distorted. Now,
no doubt about that, attack ads. Bob, the ones that we see on the television all the time, you know, in Wisconsin, they can get a little bit contentious. But the ones that really, really put it over the top, anyone for Illinois races, those are the ones.
Yeah.
But they really, when it comes to bashing, Illinois campaign commercials are the best ever. Hey, Bob, if folks have questions, answers, they just want to bend your ear, how did they get a hold of you, sir?
694-7379. If you got a problem, we'll try and help.
And get out and vote on Election Day or beforehand if you'd like to do that. State Senator Bob Wirch, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Monday, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.